Hello, everybody, and welcome in to the first edition of the MLS Week 9 review show. We don't have an official title for it yet, but it's the MLS preview show. Not review show, it's the preview show presented by the Orlando Soccer Show. I'm Gavin Eubank, and like I said, it's the first edition. It's a new little project we're trying out, seeing how it catches. It takes hold in some way, shape, or form. We talk about Major League Soccer a lot on the Orlando Soccer Show, but we wanted to bring you something different, create something new, sort of a new way to get you guys set and ready for the weekend of MLS. Week 9's coming up this week. The weekend for Week 9's coming up this week. Obviously, there was a handful of midweek games on Wednesday night. But, you know, we're going to try this. We're going to release some... Our current goal is to release two episodes in addition to the Orlando Soccer Show every week. One on Mondays, that will be our weekend review show. We'll talk about the games, we'll run through the highlights, the top moments from the weekend that was in Major League Soccer. And then on Thursdays or Fridays, we'll always have a preview show looking ahead to all of the matchups and fixtures on the docket for you guys, as well as, you know, some storylines and so on and so forth as far as all those games are concerned. This week, you know, we're trying this out. We'll see how it goes. We'll release them all through the Orlando Soccer Show iTunes feed at first. We'll see how that kind of goes. So you won't have to follow anything from new for now. You know, in due time, there will likely be a new link that you can go to get these episodes. But, you know, we're going to keep them short, 10, 15 minutes at most, kind of make them bite-sized looks, you know, or looks around Major League Soccer. I don't think, to my knowledge, there isn't something like this out there. I know you can watch the, you know, MLS Soccer's got things. There are plenty of team-specific podcasts. There are a handful of league-specific podcasts that you can look into. But nothing that just kind of gets into the games, gets into all the games, and, you know, kind of runs through really quick. Because, you know, a lot of people watch, you know, like to follow Major League Soccer. Not everyone is always completely aware of what's happening, when it's happening, to, you know, kind of bring this information to you and direct to, you know, get as many people involved as we can. So I'll be doing the show on a weekly basis, twice a week. You know, try to get Austin, David, Mike Ramajo, so-and-so in here as well. But, you know, until then, let's get going with the Week 9 preview. Full slate of games for you on the calendar this week. All 24 teams in Major League Soccer are in action on Saturday and Sunday, so 12 games coming at you. It's a day that you can wake up at 7:30 in the morning, get yourselves up, watch some Premier League Soccer for a few hours, and then just spend the rest of the day watching Major League Soccer. Who doesn't love 14, 15 straight hours of soccer? I mean, I know I do. If that's the way to spend a Saturday, that's the ideal way to spend a Saturday. The game starts at 1 o'clock. The latest starts at 8:30, nonstop, one after another. So let's get into it. It's Orlando at an NYCFC. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Yankee Stadium. Lions coming off a 1-0 win over Vancouver last weekend. Winless in 5 overall competitions against NYCFC. Second meeting of the year, as you might remember, these two teams opened up the season at Orlando City Stadium. NYCFC went up 2-0 in the first half, but the Lions came roaring back to tie the game and take the draw in that one. For NYCFC, things are looking a little bit brighter now. Dominic Torrent's side's finally getting some momentum going. Maybe they're turning the wheels in the right direction. Two straight wins for them. Finally getting into the win column. 2-0 over Chicago midweek at Yankee Stadium. 7th in the Eastern Conference, creeping up the standings just a little bit now, with 6 points from the last 6 possible points. They're above the red line, if you care about that this early in the year. So that's something to look forward to. A little farther north with a 3 p.m. kickoff following NYCFC in Orlando is the Portland Timbers taking on the Toronto FC at BMO Field. Toronto's, you know, looking to keep it going. They're coming off a win 4-3 over Minnesota United last week. Just one loss all year, and that was their game at Seattle a couple weeks ago. No Jozy Altidore in this one for Toronto, however. He's going to be out for the next 2 to 3 weeks, so that's going to be important to watch there. But they do have Alejandro Pozuelo. Kid is just fascinating. He is amazing. Everyone was wondering what was going to happen with Sebastian and Giovinco gone. Apparently nothing is happening because he's stepped in. He's scoring crazy goals. He's doing everything he needs to do, and he's really earning his money, and he's making it look very worthwhile. Early contender for MLS MVP, certainly out of Toronto. On the flip side of that, you have the Portland Timbers coming off a big surprise win over the Columbus Crew last weekend. They lost six of their first seven games, and then they finally get their first win to kind of stop the skidding. It's been a tough go at it for Giovanni Severisi's side to begin the year, defending Western Conference champions from last year, making it all the way to the postseason Western Conference champions, making it to MLS Cup final before losing to Atlanta, obviously. But, you know, they had this big road trip to start the year, and it's not been going their way, and it won't get any easier with Toronto in this one. Kicking off about 30 minutes later, you have the San Jose Earthquakes against FC Dallas. Surprisingly, this is one of the most interesting games of the weekend. The Quakes are actually playing pretty well all of a sudden. Two wins in their last four games. They're coming off a 2-2 draw against Seattle midweek. A 4-1 win over Sporting Kansas City last weekend. Matias Almeida's side is really starting to pick things up. I mean, they might not continue it the rest of the way, but if they keep playing like this for a little bit of a way, they might surprise a head or two and you know, start creeping up into that Western Conference playoff conversation, although it's not going to be easy because of how loaded that Western Conference is right now. But then you have Dallas on the flip side. Again, another very good team, young, talented, coming off a win in Atlanta 2-1, you know, which isn't the biggest statement considering the state of Atlanta, but it's a statement nonetheless to be able to go in there and be the first team to take all 3 points from the five stripes in over 10 months. So, you know, credit to them, and this is certainly a game that we'll be watching. Univision and Twitter is where this game is streaming. Not long after that, Philadelphia and Vancouver kick off. Interesting matchup. Philadelphia is certainly kind of a fun team to watch. They can be at times. Vancouver, on the other hand, you know, they're struggling. They're still trying to find themselves, but they're at home, and that's, 5 o'clock, you've got nothing to watch. If you're not feeling the Quakes against Dallas, you can certainly tune into that one. The most meh game of the weekend is probably going to be the 6 p.m. kickoff against the Colorado Rapids and Atlanta United. Like I said, Atlanta's dead last in the Eastern Conference, coming off a 2-1 loss to FC Dallas. Frank DeBoer, who is very much on the hot seat for Atlanta United fans, saying that they desperately need to get a win here to be first number one at home this season. It would certainly be a big boost to confidence, not just for the team, but for the fan base, which are screaming and, you know, pitchforks are out. The torches are raised. They're coming for Frank DeBoer. And if Atlanta loses this game, which I don't know how in the world they could lose this game at home against the last place in the Western Conference, Colorado Rapids, there will certainly be a lot of talk about the job security of Frank DeBoer, not just in Atlanta, but around the country and around the league as well. And that is certainly going to be, a game to keep an eye on, maybe not to keep your eyes on the screen. If Atlanta comes out and they play some good soccer and Josef Martinez actually put some shots in the back of the net, it could be an entertaining one for sure. Another intriguing matchup, Cincinnati taking on the New York Red Bulls at Red Bull Arena, 7 p.m. kickoff time. New York, like I said, I mentioned Atlanta dead last in the East, but New York Red Bulls are tied with Atlanta on points, so the only thing keeping them out of last place is goal differential. They're coming off a loss to New England last week, a 1-0 game over a terrible New England side. Not sure how they managed to pull that one out, but, you know, they did, and now Chris Armas apparently is on the hot seat. All the reports in the last couple weeks coming out of Europe are that Thierry Henry talks to get the job. The Red Bulls have been denying it nonstop. They even put out a press release saying that the rumors are untrue. Well, you know, whether or not that is the case, they're certainly going to be focusing all 3 points against the expansion side that is struggling. 3 points, haven't been coming easy, and nobody expected it to be. They're 9th place in the Eastern Conference right now. Their most recent game, a 3-0 loss at home against Real Salt Lake. You know, what do you expect? It's an expansion team that got a couple good breaks early, but, you know, things are not going to get easier for them as we start to roll into summer a little bit for Cincinnati. That's for sure. Two more late games on Saturday, both 8:30 kickoff times. The first one is Columbus at Houston. Houston is a team that not a lot of people are paying attention to, but they probably should. Fifth in the Western Conference right now. Their most recent game was a 2-1 loss to LA, but LA is really good, so you can't knock them for that one. And Houston's good as well. They're playing well. They've got a lot of great talented players, and they're a fun team to watch. And they're going up against a Columbus team that has now lost back-to-back games. Caleb Porter's side struggling a little bit after that loss against Portland in a midweek loss against DC United on a Wayne Rooney free kick. So, I mean, not the worst of times, but they're certainly going to be looking to bounce back at Houston. And then simultaneously kicking off, like I said, the New England Revolution are at Sporting Kansas City. There's not really many good things that can be said about the New England Revolution. They did beat the Red Bulls last week, but then they followed it up a few days later with a 3-0 home loss to the Montreal Impact. They have 6 losses this season. That is the tied for the most in Major League Soccer. So rough times up there for Robert Kraft's men. On the flip side of that, you have Sporting Kansas City. Like I said earlier, 4-1 loss to the San Jose Earthquakes last week, but they are undefeated at home, and it's pretty tough to count out Peter Mavrimidis' side in any given matchup. That brings us to the Sunday slate, which kicks off at 12:30 with Chicago taking on the Montreal Impact at the Stadio Saputo. Interesting matchup here. I mean, not really much for Chicago, but for Montreal, who are second in the Eastern Conference, another team just flying under the radar. Nobody's talking about them. Coming off that 3-0 midweek win over New England, start watching Montreal because, they're a team that cannot be overlooked as they're challenging DC United for that top place in the Eastern Conference. Chicago, meanwhile, lost 1-0 at New York City FC midweek. This is their second of 3 straight games away, and it's not going to get any easier as they take on LAFC next week at Bank of California Stadium. Minnesota United gets a taste of the national TV spotlight once again at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time with their brand new Allianz Field on FS1, hosting DC United. Minnesota is coming off a scoreless draw against the LA Galaxy midweek Wednesday night. That was also a game at home, second of the year. Another big crowd went out to see that one. They'll have Seattle next week. 4-3 loss last week in Toronto. If there's one consistent, it's that this team gives up goals, and they give up a lot of goals. So they're certainly going to be hoping if that another clean sheet can get the job done. It's going to be tough, though, against a DC team that has the likes of Wayne Rooney, who now has 5 goals this year, Luciano Acosta, etc. You know the names. DC, meanwhile, they're still first place in the East. Like I said, a 1-0 win over Columbus on Wednesday night. Free kick goal from Wayne Rooney only in the game sealed the deal for that one. But they're still struggling, not really struggling, they're still trying to find that early form that really got them out to a hot start in the Eastern Conference, despite the fact that they're still leading just over Montreal. The second of the Soccer Sunday doubleheader is at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. It is a rematch of last weekend's highly touted LAFC against Seattle Sounders. This time it's in CenturyLink Field, and LA was the victors last week, 4-1. A real beatdown and a clear picture painted as to why they are arguably the best team in Major League Soccer. Bob Bradley's side can do it all. Carlos Vela can do no wrong, scoring goals left and right. He's got 10 this season, and he's certainly going to be looking to add more next weekend in Seattle. Or this weekend in Seattle, I apologize. And rounding things out, RSL, Real Salt Lake at the LA Galaxy, 8 p.m. kickoff time on Sunday night. The Galaxy, nobody is, everyone is focusing on their foes in town, but the Galaxy are second in the Eastern Conference, only 3 points worse than their in-town rivals. They're unbeaten in their last 6, and prior to the Wednesday's scoreless draw at Allianz Field, the Galaxy had won 5 straight. They haven't dropped a match since March 9th when they lost 2-0 at FC Dallas. They're playing extremely well right now, but on the flip side of that, Roman Alessandrini out until September at least because of knee surgery the club announced this week. Big loss for them. But, it does help when you have Zlatan Ibrahimovic scoring goals at a, 100 a season pace right now, putting himself in that MVP discussion alongside Carlos Vela. So the big boys in LA are playing extremely well, and that first El Tráfico coming up is going to be must-watch TV, that is for sure. Well, there you have it, folks. That is all the games, all the action, all the storylines, everything you need to know to prep yourself for Week 9 in Major League Soccer. I'm Gavin Eubank. We'll see you on the other side of it for the Week 9 review show coming out on Monday. And we look forward to all of the games, and I'll certainly be watching a handful of these this weekend, and I'd like to assume that you will be as well. Until then, follow me on Twitter at Gavin Eubank. You follow the Orlando Soccer Show on Twitter as well at ORL Soccer. Like, rate, subscribe, comment, repost, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever you want to do to this. Gives us a hope as well. And until then, we'll see you guys. Bye-bye.